So basically, it's all about the Jays. And it's not like they're, you know, concerning themselves with what happened last night, or you would hope that they've moved on from that. But the Yankees laid a beating on them last night. They went deep into the bullpen. You got Tanner Roark on the mound tonight, and he's been getting lit up.
You know,
Garrett Cole on the mound for the Yankees. You know, I've been saying all afternoon, this feels like a pivotal game in terms of what's going to happen the rest of the way. Not for making the playoffs, but holding on to the two seed against the Yankees. If you can show up tonight, I think it says a lot about this club. Here's our Jays reporter and analyst, Scott Mitchell. Am I reading that right, Scotty? You know, tonight will say a lot about the Jays?
Yeah, I mean, you would hope they would bounce back, and that's kind of what has marked this ball club. They, you know, have been a kind of a quote-unquote resilient team, because every time something bad has happened this year, they have found a way to bounce back. You mentioned the pitching matchup. You forgot the other side. Garrett Cole, that's a tough one tonight for them. That's, you know, what we call a big mismatch when it's Roark against Garrett Cole. So, you know, it's going to be tough to get that W tonight, because he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. But, you know, you hope they put up a good effort. And it's interesting because this is such a key series. And, you know, I think everyone kind of saw it last night of where these two teams are in a way. And obviously there were some mistakes last night that it's hard to overcome when you're playing a team as good as the Yankees and a team that's kind of starting to come back to health a little bit and find ways to probably be one of those upper echelon teams when all is said and done here in a couple of weeks. So, you know, you hope they put up a good effort, and I really think it would be huge to win this game in terms of, you know, not only the standings, but confidence-wise. But, hey, you got one of the best pitchers on the mound for the Bronx Bombers in Garrett Cole. So it's going to be a tough ask. You know, I think this team has shown enough this year that, you know, they're on the right track. But when you put them up against some of these powerhouse teams, even ones that are as hurt as the Yankees, you start to see where the deficiencies are, and not in terms of just talent, but being ready to play on that stage.
Scotty, you mentioned some of the errors last night from your eyes. Like, we were talking about it earlier, and I described those as two of the most routine fly balls you can get in the big leagues. Like, in your, like, what the hell happened? What was that?
Well, that's a great question. You know, you could probably ask Derek Fisher, and I don't know that he's going to have an answer. I know Charlie Montoyo and Taijuan Walker didn't have one after last night's game. And, you know, that's such a tricky situation because it's hard to scold guys for physical errors. And that's what Montoyo said after the game. And, you know, I don't disagree. You know, Derek Fisher didn't try to go out there and drop those balls. Derek Fisher doesn't try to go out there and look like a clown show at times. But he does. And, you know, you
clown
can scold. You can scold guys for mental errors. You can scold guys for bad base running. You can scold guys for not throwing to the right base or, you know, not making the plays that they're supposed to. But when you have a physical error like that, you know, you can't really say much. And when you look at the history of this guy since they traded for him last year, I mean, the first introduction we got to Derek Fisher was him taking a ball off the face in Fenway Park last summer. So, you know, this isn't just a one-time thing. And it's tough to kind of wrap your mind around why, because, like you said, he's a professional outfielder who Ross Atkins talked up at the time of trade as a guy who could potentially be a long-term center field fit for them. So it's curious in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's impossible to kind of not pile onto the guy. And then when you see what happens today,
what happened to him today, Scotty?
Well, as the story goes, he was taking some live ABs against Matt Shoemaker, who's trying to make it back from a shoulder injury. And Shoemaker hit him on the knee, and now he's on the IL. So, you know, believe what you want out of that story. But when you look at the situation, it was pretty clear he either needed a mental break on the bench or maybe an extended stay in Rochester, and now he's going to be on the IL thanks to Matt Shoemaker.
Speaking of Rochester, Scotty, I just want to get something clarified. When they say that someone is relocating to Rochester, what the hell's going on down there? Like, what is that? Is it like an empty ballpark where they play catch, or what goes on in Roch?
Well, I mean, they're probably eating some garbage plates, I can guarantee you that. If you've ever been to Rochester, you know what that is, but you know, they essentially just play inter-squad games, and they're playing at Frontier Field, which is the Minnesota Twins affiliate. And Ken Huckabee is down there kind of running that, and they try to make things as real as possible. And, you know, we obviously haven't had eyes on it. We're not down there, but it's essentially a spring training setting. And, you know, we've seen enough of that over the years that these guys try to create scenarios. They try to get you know, some serious at-bats for guys against pitchers rehabbing, guys that need the work. And, you know, I think when you look at the guys that have come up from Rochester this year, they haven't looked overmatched. So they're clearly doing something down there to keep them ready against live pitching and you know, taking it quite seriously. And, you know, a lot of people behind the scenes have given Huckabee credit for that. He was slated to be the AAA manager in Buffalo this year, his first managerial job in the minor leagues. So he's obviously taking that seriously down there to try to get these guys ready. And, you know, the guys that have come up, they haven't looked out of place. So they're doing something right down there.
With Scott Mitchell, our Jays reporter, Jays Yankees tonight. Roark taking on Gerrit Cole. You look at the way it broke down last night. I mean, once Fisher made those blunders, it was over. Taijuan Walker, he couldn't get it back on the rails. He wanted to scissor kick somebody into another galaxy, and I think I know who it was that he had in mind. But then Montoyo decides to go, you know, relatively deep into the bullpen in what ultimately was a lost game, but it was so early into the game. You know, he goes to Yamaguchi, he goes to Kay, he goes to Giles. Giles now has inflammation again, I believe, in the elbow, or an elbow issue that he was dealing with before. He's back on the IL. They use Baraki up. How did you feel about that? The usage of, you know, the bullpen last night in what was otherwise a lost cause, and it's a bullpen that's on fumes for the most part anyway, just based on the rotation and based on the nature of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty fine with it. I think when you look at the ramifications from that, I mean, Shun Yamaguchi has been their mop-up guy, for lack of a better term, for most of the year. He's pitched well in spurts and had some days where you kind of say, oh, maybe he should be back in Japan. But when you look at who else they used, they were able to stay away from most of their key high-leverage relievers, Dolis, Bass, guys like that. You know, we saw Anthony Kaye demoted today, so that's kind of the collateral damage. You have to use somebody, you have to get some fresh arms up, and it's been such a condensed and unique season, even with 10, 11 guys in the bullpen at times. We've seen this bullpen gassed, and, you know, when you have a starter who can't get out of the second inning, whether it's his fault, the defense's fault, or anyone else's fault, it's going to be impossible to get through that game without taxing at least an arm or two, and they were able to get through it without using their key arms. So they go into a pretty good spot tonight, you know, in game two against these Yankees, having a pretty deep bullpen to reach into. But, you know, Tanner Roark is a guy that you paid $24 million for 2 years, and he needs to get deeper into a ball game. And I'm not just talking deeper into a ball game with a 5-2 deficit. He needs to pitch well, and that's the reason this bullpen has been so taxed at times this year, is the rotation of the Hyunjin Ryu just hasn't been there and hasn't been up to the task. And when you look at the two issues that this team has, they are no different than what we talked about in February. There's a clear need in the rotation still, and there's also a clear need in the outfield for likely an impact center fielder down the road. And when you look at where the Blue Jays are this year, yeah, they're in a great spot. They've played well. They've done everything they needed to do. But when you see them stack up against these real good teams, it's pretty clear where the deficiencies are.
Well, and Giles now going back on the IL, I can't imagine we see him again this year. I mean, that
no.
It screams real serious issues, and hopefully he avoids surgery, but I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't want to speculate, but, you know, anytime you have a PRP injection in your elbow, that's a latch-ditch effort to avoid anything that involves a knife. So, you know, I'm not going to speculate too much, but his season's over, and we'll see where it goes from here. He's a free agent, you know, whenever free agency kicks off. And, you know, you have to wonder now, you know, is he going to be back ready for spring training 2021, which with whatever team he's with, or is this going to be a long-term thing? And, you know, again, I'm not going to speculate too much, but anytime you talk to anyone who has a PRP injection, we saw Garrett Richards go through it with the Los Angeles Angels a couple years ago. You know, he was able to last about 6 months, eventually had Tommy John surgery, and then obviously missed a year on top of the PRP injection. That's kind of been a way to avoid surgery. You know, it's unfortunate that Giles came back and could only make it through two outings, throwing 94, 95. He clearly wasn't right. So, I mean, you weren't going to get much out of that, Ken Giles, down the stretch here into the playoffs anyways. So, obviously, the Blue Jays decided to just shut him down.
Well, we'll see what they have tonight. I mean, you mentioned it. I don't think anyone's shocked that the Yankees are big favorites tonight. They should be with Cole. The Yankees are getting healthy, and they look like they're trending in a direction we all expected it to go in. But we'll see. It's a pivotal game tonight. And if the Jays can bounce back and show something, I think that goes a long way. Enjoy it, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
All right, fellas. Cheers.
Scott Mitchell, our Jays reporter. Jays Yankees tonight.
What did he call a clown show? What did he say?
Yeah.
He said Derek Fisher doesn't want to be a clown show in the field.
That's what it was last night. You know, I mean, he's lucky he's got a manager like Montoyo who's even keeled, at least publicly, you know, and had his back and said, hey, it's a physical error. It's not like he didn't run out a single or
it was just a mental lapse, man. It was just a, it was like a seizing up or he just froze. Well, and it,